Ой, дівчина по рибі ходила, в зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла. А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла.
Ой, козачі, молоди гуляю, ти від мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла. А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла.
Edmonton, Alberta, that was UB from their CD Homebrew, and a song about a girl picking mushrooms. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіо слухачі, на радіо передачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка передається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Today we have Jewish Heritage, which takes a look at a different type of tourism, as well Knishka Corner with a book review, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a Ukrainian folk group, or folk rock group, I guess, from Poland. They're called Horpina. Here they are with the classic Ukrainian folk song, Pid Manula, Pid Vela, You Deceived Me.
Підвела, ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене і вела, ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела, ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума розуму звела.
Annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival, August 26th and 27th in Lamont, Alberta. A new location, but all the same family fun, food, and festivities. Music jam, performances, kids' activities, Borscht cook-off, Babas Bazaar, cultural demonstrations, workshops, and more. Festival admission is free. Zabava tickets are $50 and include a Ukrainian feast, Cheremosh dancers, Zemlya vocal trio, and dancing to Trimbita dance band. Details at babasandborscht.ca.
Широке поле, хлопці ж боли.
хлопці ж бо то хлопці, як соколи. Гей, людно село, широке село під горою. Іде, іде військо, запорізьке військо тобою. А хто піде з нами, буде славу мати. Ми йдем за свободу воювати. Гей, дівчина, речина, чорна брівка моя.
Ukrainian folk song performed by Luhansky Kozake. That was Hey Vedno Solo, Hey There Is a Village. And Solo is where there's a fantastic Ukrainian festival going on in the heart of Canada, in Dauphin, Manitoba, just outside the city at their Solo. And some of the artists that will be appearing there are Trimbita and Sluhai. We have two songs by those two groups for you coming up next. Trimbita's from Edmonton, Sluhai's from Winnipeg. And here they are now. Trimbita with Yuki Greek Wedding, followed by Sluhai with Oy Poyichal Nash Ivan. There went our Johnny. Trimbita and Sluhai.
Прийшло, весілля буде, реко українське, трохи це дивне, блізу побажаю веселого життя, і так же заспіваю, нохай літа, нохай літа, хе-хопа, ох-ха, хопа, весілля, опа, ула-ла. Весілля живе, треба танцювати, де дівчата є, здивав і питаю, яке твоє ім'я, я є Марічка, Марічка. річка далека, канас, я там коло вас. Е, хопа, о, кака, хопа, весіля, опа, ла-ла. Опа, о, кака, хопа, весіля, опа, ла-ла. Реку українське весіля.
Ірван, чисте поле поборян, ой да на, ой да на на. Бур'яну я не провіз, поле в мене мене не віз. Бур'яну він не провіз, поле в мене много віз. Ой, ой, ой. Ані колес, ані шпиц, повна фура молодець, ой да на, ой да на на. Молодець і сілував, потеревний дар. чоловіче, я слаба, ой да на, ой да на на. Чоловіче, я слаба, болить не на голова. Чоловіче, я слаба, болить не на голова. У-ха-ха!
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Let's take a moment to consider dark tourism. The concept is elastic and quite multifaceted, and it has a distinguished historic pedigree. Evidently, there are assertions that Thomas Cook, yes, the Thomas Cook that founded the famous international travel agency, took people to see public hangings in England with some of his very first tour groups in the 19th century. And there is even an academic institute for dark tourism in England that promotes ethical research, research into a social scientific understanding of sites of death and disaster, and how these sites have or can become tourist sites, whether appropriate or inappropriate. The world offers so many options for dark tourism. The horrifying, like now visitor throng concentration camps. The easily accessible, like Ground Zero at the 9/11 memorials in Lower Manhattan. The far-flung and harder to reach, like the haunting ruins of lovely ancient Armenian churches in the isolated reaches of what is now northeastern Turkey. Reflecting on those ruins also brings up uncomfortable questions on what happened to those people who once worshipped in those churches. Reflecting on those ruins also brings up uncomfortable questions on what happened to those people who once worshipped in those churches. There is also the edgy. People are usually impressed when you've told them you were able to tour the radioactive zone around Chernobyl. Which brings us to the endless supply of dark tourist sites in Eastern Europe, and specifically Ukraine. The first edition of Ruth Ellen Gruber's book, Jewish Heritage Travel, A Guide to Eastern Europe, was published 25 years ago. This was the first, and is still considered the most complete Jewish travel guide to the region. Gruber has tracked Jewish cultural developments in Europe for three decades, and writes often on Jewish heritage, revival, and tourism in post-communist Europe. In her 2012 book, Virtually Jewish, Reinventing Jewish Culture in Europe, she used the term, quote, virtually Jewish, unquote, to describe the way so-called, quote, Jewish space, unquote, in Europe is often filled by non-Jews. When Gruber began her work back in 1989, almost any visit to a Jewish heritage site could be considered a form of dark tourism. But she has carefully noted the evolution of this tourism and what is happening today. Gruber believes there have been dramatic changes. There are still many neglected ruins. Many sites and experiences remain deeply troubling and tragic. But so much more new information is now available. Scholars, governments, tour guides, and cultural and heritage entrepreneurs have opened up tremendous new travel opportunities. Gruber has been traveling and lecturing in Ukraine, most recently at the Center for Urban History of East Central Europe in Lviv. She spoke on the changes in Jewish heritage travel over the last 25 years. Gruber also visited Jewish heritage sites in more than 10 towns near Lviv to observe conditions and note changes. She coordinates the website www.jewishheritageeurope.eu that recently reported new developments in the town of Brody. In 1939, Jews made up around 10,000 of the 18,000 people who live there. Fewer than 100 are believed to have survived the Holocaust. The historic fortress synagogue in the town, built in the 1740s, was heavily damaged in the Second World War. The ruins have towered over the market square in the center of town for decades. Recently, new signage in Ukrainian and English has been installed at the site to describe the building and explain the important Jewish history of the town. A tourist brochure on Jewish Brody has also been published and can be downloaded. This is all part of a now larger effort to highlight the town's multicultural history, a history previously ignored. These initiatives are part of a project carried out by the NGO CRAI, or LAND. They are within the framework of CHOICE, Cultural Heritage Opportunity for Improving Civic Engagement. This is a broader project funded by the European Union and the Association of Local Democracy Agencies of France. But Gruber sees long-term preservation of the ruins as an issue that will have to be eventually considered. Ruth Ellen Gruber's long-term monitoring of Jewish heritage travel in Eastern Europe reveals the complex and often still unresolved issues surrounding memory and appropriate commemoration. And she reminds us that increasingly mainstream travel itineraries will bring visitors to reflect on, as she writes, the dark with the destination. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Thank you. popular Ukrainian songstress Oksana Bilozir with a traditional Ukrainian welcoming song, Green Grows Their Eye, Oy Zeleneye Zheto. And before them, you heard Michael Alpert and Julian Katasti, a Ukrainian-Jewish duo who have recorded and actually produced an interesting cross-cultural project called Night Songs from a Neighboring Village. And that song prior to this one you just heard is from that album. And it's a medley of Yiddish and Ukrainian folk songs that have very similar melodies. And the Yiddish was Siz Galiman, and the Ukrainian one was Usu Sida Khatabila, The Neighbor's White House, which is actually a song that I remember my grandmother singing when I was a very young child. Well, coming up next, speaking of neighbors and green rye growing and all that sort of thing, and festivals, probably at any Ukrainian festival you'll find this particular dish, the ubiquitous pierogi. And here is High Profile from Winnipeg now singing their version of Iserum Perehe cottage cheese pierogies.
Я раз по стежі, по межі терне, і зліва я дівчино, що не зла пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, і зліва я дівчино, що не зла пироги. Дівча моє кохане, чи жаєш мої сни, що я тебе кохаю, і сіром пироги. Чула, 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 чула те, що я тебе кохаю, і сіром пироги. Дівчина, як почула, козацькі мрісни, то зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, то зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. І як його діждатись, щасливої пори, дівча його зелує, а він їсть пироги. Чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, дівча його зелює, а він їсть пироги. Аж де сиді за лісу, взялися вороги, козак із переляку сховався бур'яни. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, козак із переляку сховався бур'яни. А то були мислуці, ніякі вороги, взяли собі дівчину і сіром пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, взяли собі дівчину і сіром пироги. Козак Гірко заплака, від тяжкі вороги, візьміть собі дівчину, вітайте пироги. Чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, і зліва я дівчино, що не зла пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, що я тебе кохаю, і сіром пироги.
чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, то зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. Чи чула, 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 чи чула, чула те, дівча його залює, а він їсть пироги.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
On this edition of Knižka Corner, we look at two books by Saskatchewan author Larry Varvaruk. Broko's Amazing Journey traces the incredible journey of a sheepdog named Brovko from his home in Ukraine all the way to Saskatchewan. In this companion volume to Andre and the Snowwalker, Varvaruk once again explores the life of Ukrainian-Canadian pioneers at the beginning of the 20th century. This time, he tells this story from the perspective of a dog. In Andre and the Snowwalker, Varvaruk's hero is 12-year-old Andre Baida. As the novel begins, it is the first day of April 1900, and Andre's family is leaving their home in the Ukrainian village of Zabokruke in Horodenka province. Before leaving, Guido Danilo receives a mysterious gift from his holy man, Skomar. It is the Scythian cup, a relic of the people of ancient Ukraine, and its magic gives Andre visions. The family's journey takes them to a homestead near Batoche, Saskatchewan. Andre works hard to build a new life and even takes on a job at the neighboring farm owned by Mr. Kuzik. He dreams of one day owning Kuzik's beautiful colt, Viter. Andre befriends Chai Pete, a young Métis, who tells him about the Snowwalker, a mysterious local man living alone in the woods. When Andre is lost in a terrible blizzard with Viter, he must rely on his own resources to survive. What role will the mysterious cup play? Will the Snowwalker help him? You'll have to read the book to find out. In Broko's Amazing Journey, Varvaruk's hero is Brovko, Andre's dog left behind in Ukraine. After the Baida family leaves, Brovko dreams of one day reuniting with his master Andre. He is content as long as Tekla cares for him, but when she decides to travel to Canada as well, Brovko hatches a plan to follow. All the way to Canada. With the help of a magic collar given to him by the village holy man, Broko can now see the unseen, so that he can return the golden cup to its rightful place in Ukraine. In a truly amazing narrative, Varvaruk describes Broko's travels on a train to Hamburg, as the guide dog of a Kobzar, on a ship across the ocean, on a train across Canada to Winnipeg, and finally on a treacherous journey through the Canadian wilderness. Broko's heroic determination makes this an unforgettable tale. Despite being separated by an 11-year publication gap, Varvaruk's two novels provide a wonderful window into the life of Ukrainian pioneers in Saskatchewan. Andre and the Snowwalker gives readers the perspective of a young man facing the challenges of a new life far away from his tiny Ukrainian village. Andre faces the isolation and physical challenges of a Canadian homestead as he learns new skills and adapts to a new culture. His friendship with Chai Pete, a young Métis, teaches him a great deal about his new environment and Canadian history. Andre's mystical connection to his grandfather's cup also leads him to a unique association with the Snow Walker. Even though Brovko's amazing journey revisits Andre's story, this novel can definitely stand on its own. Told from the perspective of a dog, readers will be fascinated by how resourceful and intelligent Brovko is. Varvaruk has captured the canine spirit in a very believable and interesting way. Varvaruk definitely grew as a writer during the 11 years between these two volumes. Brovko's amazing journey is shorter, but very well written. It will definitely appeal to young readers. Andre and the Snow Walker was an interesting story with many different threads: immigration, Ukrainian history, life in a multi-generational family, homesteading, Aboriginal culture and history, and Scythian mysticism. While Brovko's amazing journey touches on all these issues, the novel is much more concise. The story is reminiscent of Sheila Burnford's iconic novel, The Incredible Journey. Born in Regina, Larry Varvaruk was a teacher and principal in central Saskatchewan for many years. He was very active in community theater and was the lead editor of the popular Saskatchewan literary anthology, Sundog Highway. His previous books have included The Ukrainian Wedding, Bone Coulee, and The Rope of Time. Andre and the Snow Walker was a finalist for the 2006 Kobzar Literary Award. Brovko's amazing journey was to be Larry's last book, since he passed away on June the 29th, 2017. Larry was a powerful voice in the Ukrainian-Canadian community, and he will be missed. Brovko's amazing journey and Andre and the Snow Walker are available at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca, and elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page and do follow our blog. Нажал ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто совісті не має, той і правди не знає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who has no conscience knows not truth. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. To wrap things up, we have Romko from Edmonton, Alberta, with Canada's National Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення. Hey, hey!